Matt Bevan is here to step us through what's making global headlines this morning and some big election results from the United States overnight.
Yeah, Hamish, yesterday was a bit of a weird day for me watching the news and reading Twitter.
Well, that announcement from Matt Bevan just an hour after the AP called the race for his opponent.
Bevan is a businessman. He did some things that were unpopular.
Matt Bevan, who's done a great job.
The story isn't about me. It's about the Republican governor of the U.S. state of Kentucky, Matt Bevin, spelt B-E-V-I-N, as opposed to my name, which is spelt B-E-V-A-N. And the reason it was so big in the news is that he appears to have lost re-election to the governor's job, despite the backing of the U.S. President Donald Trump, who flew to Kentucky the night before the election for a big rally for Governor Bevin, pleading voters to vote for, to support him.
It's so important. You got to get your friends. You got to vote. Because if you lose, it sends a really bad message. It just sends a bad, and they will build it up. Here's the story. If you win, they're going to make it like ho-hum. And if you lose, they're going to say, Trump suffered the greatest defeat in the history of the world. This was the greatest. You can't let that happen to me.
Now, that piece of audio from the rally has been played a lot over the last 24 hours after the governor seemingly lost the contest to his Democratic challenger, Andy Beshear. Though Fox News' Brian Kilmeade has already criticized media outlets for using it so much.
Bevin is a businessman. He did some things that were unpopular.
He was
trailing in the polls. He was trailing in the polls by a significant amount, and the president said 15 points, and he was able to close the gap. But with their playing other channels, and as the president saying, "Don't make me look bad, Kentucky." That's what they'll be saying if I lose this.
What Brian Kilmeade says there is correct in part, in that Bevin has done unpopular things. He was in a long-running fight with the state's teachers, who have been going on strike over pay conditions and pension benefits. He said a lot of things during that years-long fight, including that teachers going on strike was endangering children at home.
I guarantee you somewhere in Kentucky today, a child was sexually assaulted that was left at home because there was nobody there to watch them. I guarantee you somewhere today a child was physically harmed or ingested poison because they were home alone.
He also copped criticism for his position on abortion laws. His Republican colleagues passed a law in the state government banning abortion as soon as cardiac activity can be detected in the fetus. He signed the bill into law. It's being challenged in court. And when his Democratic opponent, the sitting Attorney General Andy Beshear, was given a campaign donation by the owners of Kentucky's only abortion clinic in his campaign for governor, Bevin said this.
This is blood money, straight up. There's no other term for it. This is the exact definition of it. They are using monies that they have earned from killing Kentuckians to fund a guy whose job it is to defend the laws of this state.
As the campaign continued, Bevin aligned himself as closely as he possibly could with President Trump. But despite the president winning the state of Kentucky by 30 points in 2016, and Kentucky generally being a very strong Republican state, Bevin and Beshear ended up virtually tied with all votes counted. Beshear led by 5,300 votes, or about 0.3%. He's declared victory and begun transitioning into the job of governor, but Bevin is refusing to concede.
This is a close, close race. We are not conceding this race by any stretch. Not at all.
But the big thing to keep in mind here, and the reason that this matters internationally and not just to Kentucky, is that it shows that aligning yourself with Trump is no guarantee of victory, even in a state as blood-red Republican as Kentucky, which will probably give pause to the Senate Republicans who are currently defending the president against serious allegations under oath by Trump-appointed ambassadors that the president engaged in a quid pro quo with Ukraine, refusing to meet with the country's president or hand over hundreds of millions of dollars in vital military aid unless Ukraine announced they were investigating his potential 2020 Democratic challenger, Joe Biden. Additionally, over the last few days, speculation has begun that this may not even have been the first time this happened, with multiple news outlets reporting that the president potentially employed a similar method in 2017 to get former Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko to stop his government from cooperating with the Mueller investigation. Senate Republicans, who will at some point be the people probably forced to decide if the president should be impeached and removed from office, have been avoiding talking about it. An ally, Senator Lindsey Graham, is refusing even to read the transcripts coming from the closed hearings.
I'm not going to read these transcripts. The whole process is a joke.
Well, Senator Graham doesn't need to read the transcripts anymore. He can, as of next week, start watching TV, because this morning, senior House Democrat Adam Schiff announced this.
We will begin our open hearings in the impeachment inquiry next week. We will be beginning with the testimony of Ambassador Taylor and Ambassador Kent on Wednesday. And we will have Ambassador Yovanovitch testify on Friday. These will be the first of the open hearings.
Clear schedule, Hamish. That is going to be very interesting next week. Just finally and briefly before I go, some breaking news this morning. Dutch police say they are investigating a suspicious situation on board a plane at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport. Images posted on social media showed parts of the airport's D-pier cordoned off to the public. Police and ambulances have been deployed near the aircraft. Flights are still landing at other parts of the airport. Schiphol, one of the busiest transport hubs in Europe, handling more than 70 million passengers a year. More on that as it comes to hand, Hamish.
Thank you very much indeed, Matt.